Welcome to InnoBytes. Today we are in English to open up for a wider audience. And our special guests today are Thomas Zeller and Sarah Rodermund from Chess and Flood by TDI. Welcome.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello, great to be here.
Sarah and Thomas, please explain us, what is Chess and Flood?
Yeah, well, that's the product of TDI, the market leader for fleet management and all kinds of truck data. So basically connecting the trucks and drivers to the centrals that may be the transport companies themselves or end customers.
So we have like different like products in our portfolio, like tracking, tracing, telematics, driver apps, all this like settled in the platform. Maybe I want to explain like one or the other like thing. So tracing is for seeing like where are my assets, where are my trucks around the world, around Europe, where are they driving, seeing a route, right, from where to where they were driving. Or the tracing, which then allows to follow up with the goods, where are they, what state are they delivered and whatnot. Then apps for the driver to communicate with the host, with the dispatcher, for example, or showing the unloading process, making pictures of damaged goods, for example, and these things. And furthermore, like integration, this is like a key point into other systems, like an ERP into a visibility platform and whatnot. So in this direction.
So this is what all of the huge transport companies in Europe do have or should urgently have to provide the data to their end customers. And we are currently expanding our German branch here in Ulm and opening new markets all over Europe.
You spoke about a huge portfolio of products and tools for fleet management. Is that the differentiation to your market competitors? Is it a benefit that it works all together out of one hand? Or what is the benefit out of your portfolio?
That's certainly a difference. I would say we have a vertical depth of our products that is unattended with most of our competitors. That means we have driver application, we have a central platform. We even built our own devices. We have a plant in Barcelona where we build and assemble the devices on our own. So that's all out of one hand, as you just say. And for the first time, there is a telematics provider like us giving benefit not only to the operative part, but as well to strategical planning, because we go further using our interfaces for third-party stakeholders like end customers, visibility platforms, and so on. Yeah.
So we are quite big when it comes to integrate of many assets and things that a logistics company needs to tackle. You have different brands of trucks, Mercedes, MAN, DAF, Volvo, Scania. Then you have like trailers like Schmitz Cargo Bull, Schwarzmüller, Krone, and whatnot. Then you have like different braking systems like Wabco or Knorr, for example. Then you have cooling systems like Carrier, Mitsubishi, Thermo King, and all these things play together with type of models, build of year, batches, and whatnot. And you as a logistics like company need to tackle that somehow when it comes to baseline of data. We want to see like data from all trucks. And with the knowledge of over 25 years, we had like many of these combinations already seen and fixed already. The cross-section of these many like things that multiply, we have a big amount already taking cover. And this makes us a little unique.
Being around for 25 years already, you have about 40 employees. It's hard to imagine how you can manage developing all this infrastructure, all these apps. Can you please explain us how do you manage developing this variety of different topics?
Yeah, that's interesting because Spain might have the reputation of siesta and fiesta. No, we're doing that mañana. But it's curious that from the beginning, TDI really invested into highly skilled and motivated people. So there are a lot of workers and colleagues there for many, many years with their heartbeat for telematics development. And that's why with such a small, relatively small staff, they really manage to serve more than 25,000 users all over Europe.
You started your business now in Germany. Is that the reason that you want to be closer to the customer, or what is the reason to have an office in Germany?
So one of the reasons is the company is placed in Murcia in Spain, and this is like the fruit belt, you can imagine. It's like where all the fruit are like grown, and then vegetables also, and there's huge areas with oranges, mandarins, and whatnot. And they need to be shipped around Europe. And one main like country to receive that is Germany. So Germany is the biggest landing point of all these fruits and vegetables from there. So the customers of TDI then travel mostly to Germany. And then is the need that TDI also needs to integrate the interfaces of these German customers. So we have already many ERP system, TMS system, visibility systems integrated all over Europe, but most located in Germany. So, and this is then the point where our CEO or the company decided to take a shot in Germany. As Sarah mentioned, we were around with the CEO last week here in Germany, and he was astonished on the Autobahn that they were full of trucks. And so even that like pushed him so much that German is the right choice to go to extend the market and the product.
A lot of those trucks already using the JazzFlot solution, of course.
Also that.
What challenges are you confronted with now with the pretty crowded market in Germany, thinking about logistics? How do you approach starting the business now in Germany?
You're right. There is like a really saturated market in Germany already. But when we did our research in the first place, we found it was very fragmented. So there are a lot of competitors, but often providing niche products. So we know, and we got the feedback from our customers, that there is a demand for holistic solutions as we provide it. As we have a lot of customers, a lot of trucks and users already going through Germany or having subsidiaries in Germany, it was a logical conclusion to have a real branch here. So that's why we started last year with the first physical site, and of course to be closer to the customers themselves.
I'm pretty sure you need to hire new experts in Germany now. And in view of the saturated German market, it's pretty hard to get experts now in the logistics field. How do you plan to hire and attract new experts in Germany?
Mostly German beer rather than Spanish beer. So that would be number one. Secondly, that's a very good question because it is hard. And even if you go to fairs, often when you make contacts, they're more likely asking if you're searching for a job rather than to make business, because many companies struggling to get good people. So I'm not quite sure. The good thing is you can also like work with people abroad. I worked for many years with Indian people. I worked also now then with the Spanish people. I'm not quite sure how to tackle that. One part is, of course, to commit to people, to offer them like a new work approach within working. I guess that's one of these points.
I think we have a brilliant combination of experience and let's call it the new shit, because we have more than 15 years of experience in the telematics sector, each of us. And well, most of all, Thomas, as the technical manager, is so up to date, always looking for new tools, new ways to attack a problem or to solve a problem, and to use tools internally as well. So I think this is a really, really attractive work environment for new or young people, as well as for experienced workers. And the international background can be especially interesting for having people a few months in Spain on the beach, working on the beach or wherever they go to. And of course, visiting really reputated logistics companies as well. So I think that's a good point. And located in here in Ulm, it's not Stuttgart or Hamburg, but it's as well, certainly a technology magnet.
As you say, technology can be a huge appealing point. Let's highlight this aspect. What are the current innovations in the telematics market? Thomas, please.
Thanks for the question. So things are merging together. With the globalization, we see like things are connecting more and more. So the transformation from selling products into selling a solution for the customer is one big step. So we are not selling like, here's a box, then you can like track your trucks and then like, okay, I'm out. Now it's more like, okay, what pain do you have, right? What do you have for ERP system? With what customers are you working together? Is it like big ones? We already have the integration. We know what they need. Visibility towers, like companies like Alpega, Transporion, Gatehouse, they're all like consuming data. We already have that. We have it solved. So we are moving more into a solution part rather than selling a product. With the two of us, we are very interested in innovation. For example, I'm in the circle of innovation, Ulm, fancy. Nevertheless, we visit on a regular basis big companies here in Ulm like Wieland, Peri, Transporion also, and take a peek what they like, how they do innovation, what is their thought of innovation. And this also like gives always a kick into our company and our domain and how we want to evolve and improve things, of course.
At the end of the day, you are collecting data. That's very nice, but do we not have enough data now? What are you doing with all this data and all this information you are collecting?
So the data is, in my opinion, biggest treasure. And this is like ongoing for the last decade, maybe for the last 5 years. So data is the new gold. The gold digging areas are all around dealing with data. So the thing that you can do with data is around. You see that what you can like optimize when it comes to machine learning, to foresee when you need to buy and not a new truck, or what will this Christmas happen. These assumptions are based on data. And by TDI, they have like the data of different customers, which is secured from each tenant to another, of course. But to have the overview, we can like assume what is like going on, what will happen.
So the point is, it's not the humans having to evaluate and having to treat all this data, but it's a powerful system. And that's what JasonFlot provides. Now, we even integrated business intelligence platform. So it becomes even more intuitive for the users, for controlling, for the CEO himself, for all levels of a logistics company. So yes, there is a lot of data, but the challenge and our strength is to transform it all into useful information.
The goal is for the dispatcher or for the logistics company to make the right decisions, right? Normally you have like loads of tables, data, 20 pages of various data, but you want to have some kind of data that they can easier make the right choice.
Regarding this topic, it's quite interesting that you're not highlighting artificial intelligence. Is this a topic for you, or do you think in logistics it's not that important to this point of time?
In my opinion, it's already started the decade of the AI, even everywhere. Mostly, I think, in terms of logistics, it's buzzwording. So when I look around, you see like AI for a year now. But when you look into like deep what the product is, it's mainly mockups and not really deep integrated. For us, for example, I'm also playing around with the beloved ChatGPT, and it's quite enormous how powerful this already is. And I see that this will change how we work and also like how we develop, right? I guess even you, Alexander, already played maybe a little around with optimizing code, letting the AI write methods to convert things from A to B. This also will have a great, huge impact into the business, like how we want to work together, and also like what we can do with the data. For example, when it comes to service, I guess on the data that we already have over 25 years on service cases with customers, with a good AI, you will get better, I guess maybe, a better service solution than having a newly introduced employee.
Unfortunately, we are at the end of our podcast. So do you have any famous last words or anything else?
Well, we're really happy that we could be here today and answer your questions. Thank you very much for that. And we're so keen, looking forward to bringing together the transport companies and the end customers with useful data. We really like to help the transport companies to concentrate on their daily work, which is basically the transport of our everyday goods and even better customer quality.
All the best for achieving this goal. And thanks, Sarah and Thomas, for being here in the podcast.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.